Okay, again, thanks for coming. As we've done in past years, each year we select someone to go into the Ring of Honor. And this year, Jamal Lewis is the player that would be receiving that honor. I'd like to begin how I first came to know about Jamal is Phil Savage was on a recruiting trip down to the University of Tennessee, and he came back and he was talking about this player who was rehabbing a ACL injury and who was working out in a sand pit. And he marveled at how this player was working. And he came back and he said, you know, they got a player down at the University of Tennessee by the name of Jamal Lewis. Well, the following year, I was doing a bye week. Alabama played Tennessee the third Saturday in October. As Jamal and I, we know that date quite well. And I had the opportunity to go to the game. It was during a bye week. And there were probably, I wanted maybe a dozen first-round picks in the game. And Jamal was in the game, and sure was Sean Alexander. And, you know, as the game went on, it was a very close game. But when a play needed to be made, Jamal stepped up, and I think he had like a 50 or 60-yard run to kind of seal the game for the University of Tennessee. When it came to us deciding who to pick with that fifth pick, Brian and I, we had discussed about we needed ways to get explosive plays, and we needed someone. Everybody in our division, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Jacksonville, they all had very good defenses. And we needed someone that was going to be able to break some tackles. Priest was our running back at that time. And we felt like that in order for us to grow as an offense, if we could get someone that could be a tackle breaker, that would be very beneficial for us. But what we got, not only in a tackle breaker with Jamal, we got a guy that could finish the run with the speed that he had. And once he got into secondaries, people did not want to tackle Jamal. So as you look at his first year, and I never will forget, and I'm at the Hall of Fame, it's my the year after I was inducted, and I got a call from Phil, and Jamal had hurt his elbow in a game over against the Redskins, a scrimmage or a preseason game or one or the other. And you know how disappointed everybody was. But what that did is allow Jamal to be fresh at the end of the season when we really needed him by him, you know, not being able to play in those first 5 weeks. And so he came in, and, I mean, you know, the records are what they are. You have all the stats. The thing that I admired most about Jamal is he's, in my mind, probably was the one of the most mature rookies that we had to come through our organization. And in his rookie year, and you very seldom see this, but Jamal could hang with Ray, Shannon, and Rod Woodson. And he was part of that, their group. He was one of them. And the way he could handle himself in that mix, and that's, you know, you're talking about two that's in the Hall of Fame, one that's going. Jamal was one of those guys, but that showed you the maturity that he had once he got here. And I can sum this up by saying that the reason why we were able to win the Super Bowl in 2000 was because of Jamal Lewis. But I think the reason why we didn't win it in 2001 is that Jamal got hurt and we wasn't able to replace him. Jamal, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Ozzie. Never did I think 12 years later that I'd be standing here accepting, this great honor, just where it all started for me. Thanks to Ozzie Newsome and Phil Savage and the organization at the time for even, taking a chance on me when a lot of guys really wouldn't at the time. But coming into this organization, it was a first-class organization under Art Modell, Steve Bisciotti, and, just a great group of people. For a 20-year-old coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, to a city that I'd never been to, better yet, a part of the country that I'd never been to. But it was just a great honor to play here for the years that I was here, and I learned a lot. I was around a lot of great, great players, in the meantime. And, this is just a great honor and glad to be back accepting this honor. And, it's just a good feeling. And it was great playing against in the AFC North. It was a great conference. It fit my style of running. So I think I loved it even more than you would think, but that's pretty much it for right now. Open for questions.
Jamal, let me talk about your maturity, even at a very young age. And as you go through that rookie year, and then all of a sudden you're in the Super Bowl, that big stage didn't faze you as a rookie before the Super Bowl?
Well, no, it really didn't. Earlier on in the season, one of the players that's still here, basically just in the locker room, which is Ray Lewis. He called me over and, we really didn't talk that much early. But then I guess after he kind of felt me out a little bit, he was just like, hey, man, let's get together and, hang out or whatever. And then that's where it kind of all kicked off. And around him and Shannon and Rod Woodson and just all of those guys, those older guys, it was kind of like just a grooming process. And, going through that season, think about it. We was together every single week. So every single week I'm sitting back with Ray Lewis and Shannon Sharp, and they're just talking about just the things that we need to do in order to get to the Super Bowl or just to win the next game. And, I think that's what made me more comfortable, on that stage when we were going through the playoffs and, leading up to the Super Bowl. So that's really why I really wasn't that affected. Plus, I didn't play a national championship game in college. So I was hoping that I could get a championship that I could play in, and I ended up coming up with the Super Bowl. So it was a great, great feeling. It was a great time, and I'll never forget it.
Jamal, can you just talk about your 2003 season and what memories you have from that season, how special it is to you?
That was a great year. Actually, it was a great year. I remember the first game starting out against Pittsburgh. I think I probably had 15 carries, probably 56 yards or something crazy. And that next week, Brian, I remember him saying, if we don't give it to him 30 times, it's a problem. And I just answered the bell. And that next game, it was just against Cleveland. That's where it all opened up, and we was able to really, put in some work. Unfortunately, I think Kyle Bowler got hurt that first game, so really we just had to depend on the running game, and that's what we did. And I think from that game on, it was just like we were just out there having a good time, and it was the offensive line, and especially after that game, we had broke that record, having the 295-yard game. That was, I think, they kind of set the tone for that whole season, at least for running the football.
Jamal, just talk about how much you miss the camaraderie of every Sunday, and you mentioned that Ray Lewis is still there and the time you spend in the locker room. How, when you were at home watching games over the weekend, how much do you miss that after you're tired?
Well, I get asked the question all the time, do you miss it? Do you miss it? I'm like, watching this football game, no, I do not miss the hitting. I do not miss the cold tubs after or any of that. But at the same time, like you said, the camaraderie, the locker room, just all the different personalities, you know, meeting up with guys after the games, or, you know, just going through the wins and the losses. You know, you very rarely do a person get a sense of that kind of team, and, you know, just on a day-to-day basis out in the real world. But that's pretty much what I miss about the game, and seeing Ray still out there doing the same things that he was doing when I first came in is, you know, very impressive. And, you know, he's a great leader, and he's pretty much instilling the same leadership and the same focus and the same passion in a lot of these young guys. The same way he did me.
How is your health these days? How are you doing?
Health-wise, doing pretty good. Try to work out a little bit here and there, but you know, you still feel a few old pains. But at the same time, just push through to keep going. But I feel pretty good.
Concussion, that's
Well, there's a lot of things that guys are dealing with or whatever, but, you know, due to the whole lawsuit issue and everything like that, I really can't too much go into that. But those things are being worked out. But I'm not getting up, falling out of bed every morning, I tell you that.
Well, being able to come back into NT Bank, being a fan favorite, how's that going to feel to you walking back in that stadium and remember how loud it used to be?
It'll be a great feeling. Probably a very emotional one at the same time. The fans in the stands and just remembering that first day running through the tunnel, like, you know, this is really it, you know, and I guess it'll be the same thing this time, you know, this is it. And like I said, I'm very honored, you know, for this, and, you know, it's just a great deal, and it's a good way to go out. Like I said, I never thought 12 years ago that we would be doing this, but you know, here it is, and I take it all in deeply.
Jamal, that physical style that you use of running at and over people sometimes, is that something that came naturally to you? In other words, did you do it in high school and college, and were you surprised that you were able to keep doing it in the NFL?
Well, you know, as a running back, I think a lot of running backs, the way you end up playing that position is you don't want to get hit. So you want to run away from people all the time, and I think that's pretty much how I got into this position. But my dad always told me, you know, be the hitter, you know. So that's kind of what I always instilled in my work ethic and how I really ran the ball. And it's more of an intimidation factor also. I'm not a big talker, and you guys probably know that. I'm not a big talker, so kind of like to lead by example and gain my respect by, you know, how I played the game on the field. And I think I did that over the years, and it feels good to hear guys, you know, say you was tough to play against, and being able to get those tough yards and being able to go through a 4-minute offense at the end of the game and grind it out and just not be stopped, it's a great feeling. But ever since high school, middle school, even before that, that was pretty much my style, is to run you over and then run around you.
You mentioned the Super Bowl, and obviously your 295-yard game probably stands out too. But when you reminisce about your career, I mean, what are some of the other games that kind of stand out in your mind looking back at, you know, some of your favorite performances over your career?
It was a lot of them. But I think, you know, that year was a very, very special year. I think the first season going through the playoff games and just knowing how our backs was against the wall, you know, and just how everybody pulled together, I think that was probably my most memorable season in just how we played, you know, how we played as a team, and that's what you do it for, you know, and that's how Super Bowls are won. And I think that was probably my most memorable season, and just grinded out that whole year and just going to just win the Super Bowl. I thought it would be like that every year, but found out that, you know, it's pretty hard task.
Joel, 10 years in the league, 3 of them in Cleveland, 30% of your career.
but how much of your memory is attributed to Baltimore compared to Cleveland? I'm assuming more than 70%.
Oh, yeah. A lot of my memories are pretty much here because this is kind of where I grew up. You know, like I said, I was 20 years old coming out of college, you know, coming up to Baltimore. It's like, you know, this is like home for me. You know, I had some good times in Cleveland, I must say, but at the same time, this is where it all started. Here, it was like I was more the young guy that was, you know, raised and groomed into this organization. There, I was kind of like the old guy. I was the old guy, being the Ray Lewis and leading, you know, trying to lead these guys in the right direction. But a lot of my memories pretty much come from here. Just like I said, week in and week out, just putting things together. Jonathan Ogden, the Saragusas, Rod Burnett, McCrary, like a lot of these guys that I was locker mates, you know, with, and just the Chris McAllisters. Like, you know, we just had a great time here, and whether it was on the field, off the field, or whatever it may have been, it was a lot of memories, you know, made here.
Jamal, given the fact that you played with such a physical defense, do you think Baltimore was the perfect fit for you as opposed to if you wound up in a city with more of a finesse type?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. It fit my game pretty much. It fit the mold just right, you know, for this team. And coming into this team not knowing who Ray Lewis was, not knowing who a lot of these guys were, playing against them, not playing against them, but practicing against them, doing training camp or in certain practices or whatever, you know, there was very physical defense and very intimidating defense at that. But I like to bring the same kind of passion and the same kind of physicality to the field when we're on offense, just to gain that respect. I always felt that I was a defensive player playing on offense. So I think that's why I always ended up hanging around linebackers or, you know, the defensive side of the ball, because I wasn't the finesse type of guy. But that was more of what I brought to the game. You know, it was more type of a defensive style of running.
Well,
it's just one of those things, you know. That's how football is, you know. It evolves over time, and right now it's about putting up a lot of points on the board, and you usually don't get that out of the running game. You get that more out of the passing game. So I think you owe that to the Tom Brady's of the world and the Peyton Mannings, you know, those guys throwing the ball around the way they do. But now, you know, as far as a running back, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if I'll make it right now. I don't think it's enough carries, you know, being given to one running back. You don't find too many featured running backs in the league like you did in the past. You know, now it's more of a by committee type of thing. And mainly I think that's to keep guys fresh and to, you know, keep guys from getting injured and things of that nature. But it has evolved, and you see a lot of passes, and you see, you know, a lot of points going up on the board, you know, nowadays as well. But it's pretty exciting. It's exciting.
What do you think of one of your predecessors, other guys that's playing now, Ray Rice?
He's a great running back, very explosive, adds a lot to the game as far as being able to catch the ball out in the open and being able to run the ball as well. You know, he's just he's a double hitter, you know, and he's a great explosive player, and I like to watch him, play good blocker as well. So, you know, you keep going, those numbers are going to keep on climbing.
When you look back, you know, what was it like for you, you know, as just 21 years old, to have such a big part of the Super Bowl, and just what was it like for you at a young age leading up to that week?
It was great. You know, I think that week for me was more of do not go in here and lose this game after all that you guys have been through, you know. And that was just my focus. And that was, and just I think we kind of knew that we was going to win that game just on the season and how it was going and just how motivated we were. But one of the biggest things, you know, just going to that week, it was just hands down how the organization treated us, how every time we went to the room, you had a gift on your bed or something. So that was just, you know, a good moment of, you know, just the appreciation that came from up top and where we were and what we had been through. I think that's what kind of stuck out the most during that whole week, other than going to the game and Stokely catching that big pass down the middle. It was just a great feeling.
Jamal, you obviously hit a lot of players with your running style. Can you think of one opponent, specific player, who hit you harder than anybody else?
I would have to say at a young age, you know, rest in peace, Sean Taylor. He was a great safety, and I never saw a safety field to hold the way he did. I don't know if it was just unexpected or he gave me a good pop. But other than that, you know, there was a lot of hits. Al Wilson and Tequio Spikes, those guys pretty much brought it every week, week in and week out. So it was a lot of hits, but those are ones that come to mind.
All right.